Welcome in to another episode of Home Field Advantage. Hope you're all having a great start to your week, wherever and however you may be listening to us across our great country or our great land. My name is Will Highland, and it is April 50th, 2024. Last episode, we talked a lot about the Masters. That's going to be the sole topic of conversation today, mainly because the baseball season is very depressing as a Red Sox fan, but I will spend the rest of the summer talking about that and the league writ large. We still have a couple more weeks before the NFL draft for me to do my second Patriots mock, and the NBA and NHL playoffs we'll spend a lot of time on in the next month. So today I want to do a short bridge show to bridge us to our Wednesday night pod with Kyle, and talk mainly about the Masters over the weekend and how it went down on the field. Excuse me, the course. Fraudulent slip there. To not many people's surprise, Scottie Scheffler won his second Masters in 3 years with a score of -1, which is incredible. He won with that score, really pulling away on the back nine. He was incredibly, incredibly efficient down the stretch. He's now had 3 top 10 finishes in the Masters out of five. And he's made all 5 cuts in his career at the Masters. So that seems to be his tournament. It's his second major. He sort of ran away with it toward the end there. I think it was a 4-shot lead by the end. He had after 54 holes, he had a 1-shot lead. He extended it to 4 strokes. Ludvig Åberg was the runner-up. He shot a 66, a 72, a 71, and then a 68 to close it out, which is 1 shot better than his margin in 2022. He has established himself as the face of the PGA Tour. No two ways about it. Rory McIlroy, great golfer, but at this point, in terms of the PGA Tour, Scottie Scheffler is the face. People will debate, you know, is he meant to be a superstar? Probably not. In terms of the way we look at a golf superstar, he's not going to be on the cover of cereal boxes like Tiger Woods was. He's not going to have his own video game series. But I wrote this last night after the major win for Scheffler. I believe if he continues to play like this or even has another similar run, we may be talking about Scottie Scheffler as one of the best to ever play golf. And I'm not trying to get ahead of myself, because there's been a plethora of guys since Tiger, really, including McIlroy himself, that have had two to three-year runs. And that's what Scheffler's in right now, starting with the Waste Management Open back in 2022, then winning the API, the Arnold Palmer Invitational in 2022, as well as the Masters that year, and then following it up, going back-to-back at Scottsdale, and then winning the Players that year, 2023, and then this year, winning the API again, winning the Masters again, and winning the Players again. You know, he won 2 APIs in 3 years. He won back-to-back Players Championships. He won back-to-back Waste Management Phoenix Opens, and he's now won 2 Masters in 3 years. So between the Players, the API, the Masters, and the Waste Management Open, he's won some repeat tournaments a lot, right? Those are the 3 tournaments he's won. He's won 4 tournaments, and he's won them all twice. So that's incredible. He also won the Dell Technologies Match Play in 2022. So he's cleaned up on particular tournaments. But I guess the one thing missing from his resume is another major win or another, you know, sort of run here where he wins another back-to-back somewhere else. To me, He just seems like the most dominant player in golf, and it's not particularly close. I mean, even the majors he doesn't win. If you look at his major record, last season he was third at the U.S. Open, second at the PGA Championship tied, and 10th last year at the Masters. And then he was 23rd at the Open. The Open seems to be the one that he hasn't done well at in the past couple of years. Although he did finish 8th there in 2021. But you go back and you look at even his 2022 season, tied for 2nd at the U.S. Open, won the Masters. These are all things I talked about a few weeks ago when I went over his resume. But this weekend's win at Augusta, to me, proves that Scottie Scheffler is on his way to being an all-time great. If you're a two-time Masters winner, I'm not sure how many people have won that tournament more than once. I'm going to go find that out while we're talking. I should have brought it up the other day. Let's see here. Scheffler's won it twice. Woods has won it 5 times. Watson's won it twice. Phil Mickelson has won it 3 times. Jose Maria Olazabal has won it twice. Nick Faldo's won it 3 times. Ben Crenshaw twice. Bernard Langer twice. Jack Nicklaus 6 times. Seve Ballesteros twice. Tom Watson twice. Gary Player 3 times. And that's it. Oh, and Arnold Palmer 3 times. Then, of course, you have that era way back with Sam Snead, Ben Hogan, Jimmy DeMeritt, Byron Nelson, so Horton Smith. There's been a lot of repeat winners. But if you think about the, I know you can still count those guys on 2 hands. Think about how many people participate in this tournament every year, right? There's like a field of what, 120 something people, and over the course of 88 years, for him to do that, plus if you factor in his other wins, plus if you factor in that he's number one in the world, and I still think he's got a lot of golf ahead of him, I think we could be talking about Scottie Scheffler as one of the best to ever suit up and hit the links. It's a really fun tournament, as I went over last week. You know, seeing Rahm give the jacket back to Scheffler after Scheffler gave it to Rahm last season. There's all kinds of great storylines. But I think moreover than that is the fact that Scottie Scheffler's just never out of a golf tournament. You know, even when, who was it? They got off to that great start the other day. Was it Bryson DeChambeau, who still finished okay? You know, Bryson got off to a great start. But you knew Scheffler was going to be in the conversation. You know, and look, DeChambeau is good too. He's a 2020 U.S. Open winner. You know, he's come in the top 10, I think, at every single major. He's a guy that can play. And he, even though he went over to live, you know, you can't count him out either. So Scotty coming through, pulling away on the back nine on Sunday at the Masters to win it again. I mean, that stuff you just don't see and a lot of. And I'm happy for him. I think he's a really good role model in sports. So often we talk about the need for sports to have a superstar that you can look up to, somebody that you can look at and say, that's who I want my son or daughter to be like on and off the playing surface. And for Scheffler, as I mentioned weeks ago, and I'm mentioning again, he is that guy. And I think he's incredible for the sport. He's incredible for the PGA Tour. And it's a great moment for golf. All right, other notes from the weekend. Play-in tournament's going to be beginning in the NBA. We'll check in on that later in the week. I'll see who Kyle thinks is going to take home the trophy in the NBA and who's going to end up being a part of the matchups. The other big news from the weekend is that the Phoenix Coyotes, Arizona Coyotes, whatever the hell you want to call them, they are moving to Salt Lake City. That seems imminent, if not official already. That's been a subject of conversation on this program for a long time. And so, without sounding like a broken record, I'll point out that I've been clamoring for this for weeks, if not months, if not years. The Arizona Coyotes are embarrassing for the NHL. There's been rumors about them not paying their hotel bills. Their arena is a joke. They consistently ended up being a salary dump for other teams. They were a place nobody wanted to play. They haven't made the playoffs in, I think, 7 or 8 years. At one point, they were the NHL affiliate of our Portland Pirates here in Maine. They haven't always been a joke, but in like even back when Gretzky was involved, I really thought they were a small market team, but that they could survive there. People talk all the time about Austin Matthews growing up in Arizona and becoming a superstar in this league, but the time had come for this team to cease to exist, and I would point out that I'm pretty happy that they were shown the door by the league, essentially. I know that's not going to be the running story, but there's only so much the league can take, and when other teams start to complain and when business partners start to complain, it becomes a lot for the league to handle. Therefore, I'm not surprised. I feel bad for the people who are going to lose their jobs and the fans that are going to lose their team. But ultimately, sports is about accountability above all, in my opinion, right? Think about wins and losses, winners and losers, the haves and the have-nots. Unfortunately, or fortunately, depending on how you look at it, that's a part of the sports world. And the wolf came to the door, no pun intended, for the Arizona Coyotes, and they met their fate. All right, that's going to do it for this episode of Home Field Advantage. I appreciate you all tuning in. As always, you can follow us on social at @HomeFieldPod, and you can like, share, and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. But until next time, I appreciate you tuning in with me on the short show. My name is Will Hyland, and you've been listening to Home Field Advantage.